my thoughts is that our world is entirely too busy, too focused on get, you know, the rat race type of thing. And you seem to invite people in the area of contemplative, whether it's by your pottery, by your music, or by your writings, you're inviting them in that direction. Is that your critique of society, or what do you think, you know, what the world needs now is fill in the blank?
My goodness. The world acts like it has intelligent purpose. I'm using the world in the biblical sense, in the sense of being a sort of trap for the spiritual aspirations of people. The world acts like it has an intelligence, and I would say a malevolent intelligence that's bound to make people work too hard to distract them from their inner lives and from the joy of simple dailiness, just the cup of tea or the word with a friend or the extended conversation instead of the conversation on the cell phone that is multitasking, okay? It acts as though our capital W world is driving some purpose to take us away from ourselves. And I think most of us think, at least, that we can't avoid this. You know, I mean, I love my physician and my mail carrier. I don't see how I can say to these lovely people, well, you really should sit down on the street and meditate for a while, because they're very engaged in the work of doing what they have to do. So I don't want to preach about it, but yes, I think that whatever space we can allow into our lives, whatever quiet we can allow into our lives, and if we don't, you know, we're starving. It's as though we're in the midst of this world that offers so many spaces of beauty and transcendence, and we're like anorexic toward the world. We are not eating the dinner that's put before us. But as I say, I'm not preaching or blaming. I think there's something in the spirit of the world, in the bad sense, that's driving people toward this, and they almost come into a state of addiction and can't anymore discriminate out that they are being driven and compulsive, but they think that this is just the way things are. It's not the way things deeply are.